time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Chancey Ripetoe. My partner in crime is back today. She was sick last week. I guess she was really sick. Her dad said she didn't come out of her room for a couple days, so I guess there was peace and quiet between her and Carter for a while anyway. And the week before, you had a test. And welcome back, Chancey.
It's good to be back.
Oh, everybody loves you. They don't love me, but they love you. But let's check the weather real quick, and it's crazy. Just go over some of our temperatures. 56 degrees in Woodward, 54 at Slapout, 62 at Cheyenne, and the hot spot in our listening area actually is Ty. Between Altus and Hollis, you're coming in at a whopping 76 degrees. It just feels good out there. Just You must not be cold-blooded because you didn't come in with a hoodie on.
No, I didn't.
Have we ever found out when you're going to be on the Oklahoma Outdoor Channel?
No, I don't have a for sure date. They just told me that it would be sometime before deer season opens again.
Well, you know, it's about October 1st.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick. October 1st, bow season opens, and we'll see if we can get Lieutenant James or Marcus from Pack Saddle or somebody in here to give some tips on hunting this year, because there is lots of deer, especially where we live. And it's that time of the year. I'm excited. And lots of deer going around and birds. And we have a special guest in here, Mr. Tim Thornton from the Croton Creek Wing Shooting Lodge. He just opened up west of Cheyenne here. Just how long has it been, Tim? How long you been here?
About 4 months.
Yeah, you come from Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Kansas?
North of Hoxie, northwest Kansas, about 15 minutes from Nebraska, about an hour from Colorado, up in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, if I remember right, last year they had a really good pheasant season. Is that right?
Yeah, it was pretty good, yeah. For the last few years at least, it's been
pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, well, we'll get back with Tim coming up after probably our third segment here coming up, and we're going to talk about what he's got going on out there. And then they've got a deal going on with the fire departments coming up for Roger Mills County fundraiser, so we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Let's check out the grain markets and see what's happening. A lot of green in the grain markets, and if I scroll down here, that means there's red in the cattle market. It's the way it always works. Corn futures, December is 690, March is 695, May is 695. Soybeans for November is $14.60 a bushel, January is 1465, March is 1467. Soybean meal, October, $446.60. It's actually down, and that's per short ton. December's $429.70. January's $423.20. Soybean oil is in the green. October $69.50. December $66.61. And January $65.60. Just head on down here to the wheat department. Hard red winter wheat, December's $9.88. And March is $9.82. Oats for December $4.16, and March is $4.16. Cotton, actually, first time I've seen it in the green in a week or two. October's 97 cents a pound, and December's 96. Let's check out the cash grain markets at the elevator, see what's happening around there. On the average in Oklahoma, Texas, wheat, hard red winter wheat, is $9.38. Corn at 780, Milo 710, and soybeans 1464. Chancey, what's causing all this ruckus?
Soybean futures rose and corn was little changed. in overnight trading as dry weather is expected in parts of the U.S. Midwest in the next few days, though the lack of rain at this point may not have much effect on crops. Only marginal relief is expected for driest 35% of corn and mostly and soy, mainly western Midwest, but impacts diminishing rapidly as crop matures, Comity Weather Group said in a report. 3% of U.S. soybeans were harvested as of Sunday, while 42% of the crop was dropping leaves, the Department of Agriculture said this week. 7% of corn was in the bin at the start of the week, and 40% was mature, the USDA said. About 87% was dinted. Wetter weather is expected near the Great Lakes, and the harvest in the Midwest likely will speed up next week after rain leaves the area. Wheat futures were lower overnight as speculative investors who were long in the market or bet on higher prices sold contracts and booked profits after prices yesterday reached the highest in 2 months. Prices before the overnight session had risen on concerns that Russia plans to escalate tensions by annexing territories in eastern and southern Ukraine it now controls. The U.S. and other allies have said they will not recognize any elections by Russian authorities. The president of Russia has openly questioned an agreement brokered by Turkey and the United Nations that allows grain to be shipped from Ukraine's ports. Rising tensions won't help further prospects for exports. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 4 cents to $14.66 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean meal added $2.20 to $441 a short ton, while soybean oil rose 15 cents to $65.15 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery rose 1 cent to $6.86 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 6 cents to $8.97¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures were down 4¼ cents to $9.62¾ a bushel.
Well, remember the last time he was in, Thursdays is the ethanol production time for the numbers to come out. Ethanol output last week dropped to the lowest level in 19 months, while inventories fell to the lowest level this year, according to the data from the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel dropped an average of, $901,000 barrels per day in the week that ended on September 16th. That's down from 963,000 barrels a day on average and the lowest level since February 26 of last year, 2021. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output fell to 850,000 barrels. That's down from 902,000 barrels a week earlier, and that's also the lowest output since February of 2021. Gulf Coast production plunged to average of 19,000 barrels a day. That's down from 25,000 barrels the previous week. Rocky Mountain was down to 12,000 barrels from 15,000 barrels. West Coast was also down from 8,000 barrels to 9,000 barrels from 9,000 barrels. The only region which output didn't fall was the East Coast, and was unchanged at 12,000 barrels per day. Ethanol inventories, meanwhile, declined to 22.501 million barrels in the week through September the 16th. That's down from 22.843 million barrels the week before. So it's down about 300,000 barrels, and that's the lowest level in the 7 days that ended since December the 31st. Well, we went from the heat wave and red flag warnings to frost advisories. Frost advisories have been issued for much of North Dakota and parts of northern South Dakota and northern Minnesota, according to the National Weather Service. In central North Dakota, temperatures will fall into the upper 20s to mid-30s, resulting in frost formation. A wind advisory is also in effect in that area, where winds will be sustained at 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. The frost advisory in central and western North Dakota is in effect till 10 a.m., which it's already over, but it's still pretty chilly. I looked up there a while ago. Further south in parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa, showers and thunderstorms are expected tonight, though no severe weather is in the forecast. All right. We will, first of all, I want a friendly reminder out there. tonight at the Carnegie Library in Elk City. Tuesday night was the adults and teens. Tonight it's the children's for the Monarch Butterfly event. It can go learn more about the monarch butterflies and what it does can do to help. And it'll be at 5 o'clock tonight with Greg Hartman, OSU Extension Educator. Is that right? Did I get that right?
I think so.
Yeah, I got that right. For Beckham County, we'll be putting that deal on. He said it was a really good turnout Tuesday night with the adults and teens. So you got something you want to keep your children off the iPads or off their phones? Take them to the Monarch Butterfly event at the Elk City Carnegie Library tonight. It's real easy to find right down there downtown. Jancy, you got a lot coming up with stock shows, and I guess we'll cover that next segment, but you're going to be a busy girl starting about next Friday.
Yes, I am.
So I guess we can talk about it now, but there's some kids from Merritt, our local area, did pretty good at the state fair, didn't they?
Yes, there is. Yeah, we had a bunch of success at the state fair.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can get into after that. Well, when we come back, I'll give you a weather update, and we're going to talk about the feeders and live cattle and results from the Hobart Stockyards yesterday, and then Jancy's going to tell us about her itinerary she has coming up with the stock show. I mean, we're talking Tulsa, Kansas City, Louisville. You got a lot to do, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So anyway, all right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Come have a ball at the Canadian River Beach Club's Calf Fry Cook-Off Barbecue and Beach Party September 24th in Canadian, Texas. In addition to the great food, entertainment will be provided by the Godfather of Trop Rock, Jerry Diaz and Hannes Reef, and TRMA Entertainer of the Year, Donnie Brewer and the Doc Rockers. Mosey on over to the biggest Trop Rock party in the Texas Panhandle September 24th at the Canadian River Beach Club in Canadian, Texas. For more details, search Facebook for Canadian River Beach Club.
Caring Transitions invites you to join them for an estate sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th on Highland Drive in Erick, Oklahoma. This sale offers some of the most unique items you will ever see. You'll find a large variety of Western home decor, antiques, dish collections, and cookie jars. Don't miss this one. Two shops full of tools and treasures. For more information, contact Tia Dunlap at Caring Transitions. That's 580-821-2572. That's 580-821-2572.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. better feed, better results.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, looks like Woodward's warming right up to 56 degrees. No, it's chilly up there. Cheyenne has actually increased. It's 63, Elk City 71. Looks like it's warming up down at Tipton. It's 78. Shamrock, you're at 64. Canadian, Texas, you're coming in there at a whopping 56 degrees, and the wind is getting with it. And we'll have your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast coming up for you next segment. And then the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger for southwestern Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle here coming up even later in the show. All right, let's see what's happening with the cattle market. Live cattle for October is 145.10. December is 149.60. Live cattle February 153.92. April 157.62. Feeder cattle for September 178.35. And October 177.67. They're taking a pretty good hit in the last 2 days. Lean hogs October 94.55. December 85.80 and February's 89.87. Well, before we get to Jancy, let's see what happened at Hobart yesterday. It didn't look too bad. I mean, the steers in the 300-pound range was bringing up to 208. High end on the four to fives, 189. 5 to 6 weights, $1.64. 7 to 8 weights, $1.59. And then we had some, where did we go? I lost my place. Oh, heifers. 3 to 4 weights, $1.84. 4 to 5, $1.65. And 6 to 7s were bringing about $1.59 or $1.40 in there. Sorry about that. Cows, butcher cows. Average weight on the slaughter cows was 1190. They were bringing anywhere from 62 to 92. Average was 76.84. Bulls were bringing anywhere from 89 to 108, with just a little bit under a dollar being the average. Average weight on the bulls was 1573. Well, Jancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Jimmy's got to turn your mic on, though. Anyway, the mic's on now. You got a busy schedule coming up.
Yes, so. I do.
Starting when? Next Friday? Tomorrow?
Next Friday, I believe, is when we're leaving for Tulsa State Fair, and then it's just chaos after that. So I think I'll be at school maybe 1 week out of all of October, and then I will be gone the rest.
And that means you're not going to be hanging out with me either, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Man, we're going to have to find your replacement. Oh, did I just get a sad look?
Yeah,
you nobody did. Can replace you, so you don't have no worries there. You got job guarantee. We need to talk to the boss about paying you so you'll come more often, huh?
That's what I'm saying.
But anyway, so you got Tulsa coming up, and then what's after Tulsa?
After Tulsa, we're going to Kansas City again.
And you did really good last year.
Year before. Yeah.
Time flies.
It does. It feels like just yesterday.
Yeah. And then after Kansas City?
After Kansas City, we entered for Louisville. So I think we're going there. I've never been, and I'm really excited.
Yeah. Going to the bluegrass state of Kentucky. And then what are you taking to Tulsa?
Right now, I'm planning on taking my gill and then 3 Berras, but that's liable to change, so don't take my word for it.
Yeah, because your dad kind of tries to confuse people.
Yeah, but that's the plan as of right now.
And Carter showing any this year?
He's not.
Because hunting season's coming, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we still don't know Marcus needs to, if he's listening, he needs to get on that. So we need to know when you're going to come. You're going to be on that hour long, a full hour. Mm-hmm. This is a big show for you for the Oklahoma Outdoor Channel show, or not channel, but the Oklahoma Outdoor Show. And I'm excited about that for you because it's going to be pretty cool.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, and because we had the guy on that was filming mm-hmm. that with you.
Yes.
And he said you're a trooper.
I am. I try to be.
Anyway, they got that going on. So, Louisville, what are you taking to Louisville, Barras?
Yeah, I'm taking two different Barras to American Royal. Then I am Tulsa, and then I'm planning on just taking those same two to Louisville also.
From which one, Tulsa?
From Kansas City.
From Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then, unless you make the sale, or is there a sale at Kansas City?
Yes, there is a sale at Kansas City, but they only take grands, reserve grands, and breed champions for that, I believe.
What did you get up there the year before last?
A reserve grand champion, Barra.
What did it bring? Can you?
$8,000.
Huh. I paid for a lot of pig feed.
Yeah, I did.
Is that why you're driving that new red truck?
No.
Well, it's not new, but it's a nice one.
No, I paid for like 3/4 of my pickup myself, so yeah.
And who pays for repairs and insurance?
Dad.
I'm going to get her in trouble later. Or Chad's going to get in trouble. Anyway, there's what's Mom do with it in between?
She's probably listening right now, so.
Anyway. Is she a big help with you on the hogs?
Yeah, she helps. When I ask her, she'll help me. But, yeah, she helps a lot.
You got a good mom.
I do have a good mom.
What do you got? Wait a minute. Peanut harvest is coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Got stock shows planned during that?
Yeah.
Was this meant to be, or is this your way of getting out of peanut harvest?
I think it was meant to be because I wasn't planning on going to Louisville until the guy that kind of helps us run our pigs told us, hey, you guys need to enter for this. I think we need to go. So that'll kind of interfere with peanut harvest, but I didn't plan on it.
Anyway, well, that. So when is Louisville?
I don't know when Louisville is for sure. It's after Kansas City, and Kansas City's the middle of October, so I'm guessing the end of October is when Louisville was.
We get the peanuts done.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so just as you get back from Kansas City, you're going to be helping us do something, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, anyway, that's good. What else we got going on here? Let's check out. I think we'll take a. No, I wanted to talk about this real quick. I don't know if you've noticed probably. You notice all this construction going on all the county roads?
Yes, I have. What's going on?
They're installing the rural broadband. I mean, you got fast internet at the country homes now. That's what they're doing. So down here south, Elk City is one place, and I think they're putting in an offer, Carter, Retrop, and Sentinel areas, but they're putting in that new broadband because they passed that deal last year, and they're getting in a lot of... you're going to have internet, fiber optic internet at a country home now. And that was one of the deals. It was, I think, the Biden administration announced $500 million again in grants and loans for high-speed internet and projects from Alaska to Alabama, and Oklahoma's in between those two. But down here south Elk City, I think it's on Kenimer's, where you parks all of his farm equipment, his shop and everything, there is miles and miles of that orange line going on. But anyway, that's what's going on around. They're not south of the river yet, are they? They're not around you guys.
I haven't seen them down by us yet.
Yeah, south of the bridge anyway. But everywhere else, they got construction going on. So the USDA is coming through with their deal on broadband. Is anything going on up in Roger Mills County you seen?
I wish. We need some.
Do what now?
I wish we need some better internet up there.
Did you have internet up there in northwestern Kansas?
You know, they had just brought it to our house right when we left, and so I was right there almost ready to get high-speed broadband, and I left it and then came down here.
But I honestly think it's great because it's been long overdue. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got their satellite Wi-Fi and all this stuff going on, but I mean, this is the real deal, fiber optics, and and they're doing a great job. But there's millions of dollars involved, and so they're not messing around. They're going to try to get every cent of theirs. But some of the grants that they were talking about here, $63 million went to two projects in Alaska, and they're even putting broadband and fiber optics on the North Slope. How about that? So they're going to get it everywhere. And let's see. Broadband is imperative. In a nation that's increasingly relies on digital connections, said Greg Puckett, who chairs the National Association of Counties Rural Action Caucus. Without it, rural communities face a economic barrier, and that's true. Earlier this year, in a Purdue University poll, 12% of large-scale farmers said they had no internet access, and 16% said they had poor quality connection. Just 3 out of 10 respondents said they had high-quality internet access, followed by 41% who chose moderate quality. And so, anyway, it's a great deal. So they've got one of the deals here. Pine Belt Telephone Company serves western central Alabama. They received the largest award this yesterday at our last week, actually, $49.7 million. The award, split evenly between loans and grants, will be used to deploy a fiber-to-premises network system for 16,000 people, 608 businesses, and 52 educational facilities, and 407 farms. So, anyway, there'll be lots of people searching the web now, or faster, anyway. When I come back, Jancy will have your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. And then we're going to talk to Mr. Tim Thornton from the Croton Creek Winged Shooting Lodge. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
A lot of the people who have used my money tracker, a lot of the younger generation really likes it. It's real easy for them to link all of their accounts, link their living expenses. You know, especially once you graduate high school, there's a lot of new expenses that come up, and it's hard to kind of categorize what you're going to spend money on and what a healthy budget is. So with the My Money Tracker, it has really helped a lot of college students not only begin that process of understanding how much of their paycheck is going to need to go to rent or gas or utilities, but also allow them the features to see, this is how much of my paycheck I need to live on a month, and so this is what I can use for those fun things or my savings goals to help me get better off for the next semester or the next year, or actually graduate college with money in my pocket, which I think we're all just trying to do. I'm Kelsey Werner, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
A lot of the people that I work on their trucks, that's how they make a living. If it's sitting there, they're not making any money. I'm not making any money. I have lost work because I've said, listen, I can't get to it for 2 weeks. And they find somebody who can get to it quicker. And that's fine with me. As long as they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. I think there's certain shops, and not necessarily here in Elk City, just shops in general, they want every job that they can get. I mean, I do too, but I know how much I can handle. I'll tell them, you know, hey, I can get it in the shop, and I can see what all we need. I can get parts ordered. Depending on the time frame on parts, I can have it done at this time.
I'm Brody Rice, and I'm your diesel mechanic. Western Oklahoma's TDC Services. From the bumper to the mud flap, we will repair anything between, above, and below. From the TA truck stop on I-40 between Sarah and Elk City, 2.5 miles straight north on the east side of the road. Just call 580-729-0386. 729-0386.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive.
the ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That's good music.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, Jancy, what's happening in the forecast? The Long Ranger, not the Lone Ranger, but the Long Ranger. What's happening up there for northwestern Oklahoma and the Panhandle and the northeastern parts of Texas Panhandle?
Well, this afternoon it's going to be partly sunny with a high of near 66, east-northeast winds around 9 miles an hour. Friday is mostly sunny with a high of 93, southeast wind 5 to 11 miles an hour becoming southwest in the afternoon. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 92, south-southwest winds 3 to 6 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny with a high near 84, and Sunday night's going to be clear with a low around 52. Monday, sunny with a high near 85, and that night a low around 56. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 86, and that night's going to be mostly clear with a low around 55. And that coming Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high of 85.
No frost warnings yet, huh?
I don't see any, so.
Anyway, we did get a reply from a reliable source, my buddy up there, Mr. French Quarters, in the Ellis County, well, actually the Ellis-Roger Mills County line. Anyway, he said the episode that you're in for Outdoor Oklahoma should be on TV October 23rd, which that's a Sunday. So you'll have to remember that because you might be in Louisville.
I probably will, but we'll make it work.
Make sure you tape that.
Yeah.
Yes, and anyway, you were talking to Tim and I during the show that actually part of, because you're one of the first people, if I remember right, and I could be wrong, so don't quote me on this, it might be fake news, but you were one of the first hunts, youth hunts especially, that they did a full 1 hour show on. So it must have been good, but you was talking about, tell us about what you were doing while you were feeding hogs in your camo.
Yeah, between our sits when we were filming that episode, I had to work my pigs, and I just walked them in my full camo. So I was walking through my front yard with my pigs in my camouflage.
Hey, good cover-up scent.
Yeah.
And anyway, you never know. Well, Mr. Tim Thornton, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
It's going really well, and I'm excited you're in our part of the woods now.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Well, first of all, tell everybody who you are and why you moved from Kansas to Roger Mills County.
Yeah, Tim Thornton. We moved from northwest Kansas down here. We've been looking for years for a place to guide and outfit hunts, and we looked around our area up there for, I guess I've been looking for 10 years for the right spot, and it just never really came together, never was the right thing. And so, you know, we just kind of started talking, and my wife and I, and now's the time. And so we just expanded our search, and we've got family down here. I was born in Chickasha, and we've got family here in Elk City, and thought, you know, why not look around down there? And we found Croton Creek Ranch.
How did you come about Croton Creek? I mean, how'd that come about?
My wife found it. She was on Zillow.
Oh, and, yeah?
Yeah, and which I had no idea what Zillow was. You know, I was like,
I don't.
I was like, I was like calling all the local realtors just trying to find places, and she's sending me all this stuff, and I'm like, how in the world do you find all this? And so, yeah, she found it, and we probably found it last October, and at first we were like, that is an awesome-looking place, but you know, yeah, but no, yeah. Type of thing. And by January, you know, we had different things going on all winter, and by January I was like, you know what, we need to go down and look at it. If we don't go down and look at it, we'll always wonder. And we were on the property like 5 minutes, met the owners, Scott and Joni, they're awesome, and or the previous owners, and once we talked to them for hardly any time, I was like, this feels pretty right. So
tell the wife to write the check.
Yeah exactly. And so that night I was sitting on the porch at the hotel and you know, listening to the cows and the coyotes and looking up the stars, and I was just like, you know what, I don't want to leave. And so,
and that's out there in the middle of God's country.
It is, yeah. Beautiful red hills surrounding it, and it's really pretty country. We joke that the area we came from, I joke that it's like hunting on the face of the moon. You know, it's kind of farm fields from road ditch to road ditch, and
right.
So you come down here and it's a lot different feel.
Yeah. What did your wife first think about the red dirt?
Yeah,
I want to hear it. Tell the truth. Throw her under the bus.
She liked it. No, it was good. I don't think she likes it when the kids come in and the clothes are all stained up. You can't get it out of the clothes. But no, she likes it. And I think we've, you know, it's been a fun adventure for sure. And it's been busy. It's been a very busy 4 months. But it's been great.
Well, first time I went to Kansas City on the Kansas side to go bow hunting up there. It's been a long, long time ago. And I had a white and blue 82 Chevy pickup. And my brother-in-law, when he got home from work, he said, "What did you hit with your truck?" And I said, "That's red dirt from Oklahoma." I still remember that. So anyway, I said, "Look at my white tennis shoes." And you can't get it out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because we, you know, we'd come down here and look things over and then go back to Kansas, and you know, our vehicles would be covered in red dirt, and I know people were looking at us like, where in the world are you? They're used to seeing me with a muddy truck, right. But they're not used to me seeing red mud. So yeah, well, it was
that place that you guys bought, it's got a, I don't, how many rooms is in that motel?
It's got 20 rooms in the motel and two guest houses. 7,500 square foot event center that we call the Social Barn.
Yeah, I've ate some meals there.
Yeah, it used to be a restaurant.
Yeah.
And we're not operating as a restaurant right now, but we're going to be feeding a lot of hunters, we hope, here pretty soon.
Right.
So out of it. So.
And so tell us about your operation, what you got going on there, because I know you've been busy building flight pens. And tell everybody what kind of birds you got in there.
So we have. That's been a long summer project. You think you can get it done in a weekend, and here it is 6 weeks later, you know. But we're building flight pens. We're going to have pheasant hunts. We're going to have chucker hunts. We're going to have pen raised. And we're going to do a few wild quail hunts this year,
right,
with the quail numbers looking like they are. And so, on the pheasant hunts, we're going to do, you know, your traditional walking hunts, and we're going to do European hunts as well.
Right. Tell everybody what a European hunt is.
So a European hunt, we're going to have kind of our own flair on it, of course, but at its most basic, it's a big tower out in the middle of a circle of stations, 10 stations surrounding the tower, and, you know, up to 30 guys positioned in those stations, and you throw birds off the tower. Guys in the stations pass shoot the birds,
right.
Don't pass shoot the tower. So, you know, and then every 10 birds you rotate, so if the wind's blowing from a bad direction, you ensure that everybody gets shooting
fair. Yeah, the equal terms,
exactly. Yeah. And we turn 10 birds per hunter loose, and so if we get full 30 hunters, you know, we'll be turning 300 birds loose, so it gets to be pretty wild. And It's a good time.
Oh yeah, I've been on a couple of those, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Well, there, you know, the good thing about where you guys purchased that place, and it's a really cool place. And I know you've been working with your bird dogs lately, but you got not too far away. Is you got a lot of public hunting not too far away?
We've got a lot of public hunting.
Kansas doesn't have that much public hunting. I mean, they do, but they got the walk-in too.
Yeah, the walk-in hunting program, the Weehaw program up there is pretty popular. And
it's
so,
one of the best in the country.
Yeah, right. Actually, right next to our house, there was about 2,500 acres of walk-in hunting up there,
right.
Which was pretty cool. But it's, you know, it's a different deal. The WMAs down here, that's a really neat, you know, deal, and they work with the Quail Forever programs and different programs to, you know, for wildlife management and stuff. And so, but yeah, if I've got it figured right, we're within about a half hour to 45 minutes of about 70,000 public hunting acres.
But you're pretty right. Between, you're probably got some around you.
We do. Yeah. We do, yeah. But butting right up against some of the ground that we lease.
Right.
Yeah, we've got the pack saddle to the north of us, and we've got the black kettle that we're
around. Yeah,
yeah, just surrounding us, and then
Sandy Sanders. Sandy Sanders is south of here.
Yeah, and so, and that's one thing about, you know, our lodging. You know, you don't have to hunt with us to come stay with us. You know, anybody that's in the area for hunting or coming to see family or anything like that, give us a call. You know, we're here to kind of serve the. The community.
You got internet service out there?
Yeah, I just threw us under the bus on that, didn't I? Yeah, we kind of have internet.
it's yeah. Awesome.
If you don't have to log on and lead a staff meeting or something on Zoom, you'll be all right. But
well, I just got a text message in, and from a buddy of ours at Sayre. And he says, new radio dual team, Jimmy and Timmy. I like it.
That'll work.
And so quail hunting this year looks pretty decent. Mm-hmm. And we won't know until November when they get the dogs out, because last year we were kind of in a drought. It got dry, mm-hmm. and it was windy. Bird dogs, some bird dogs can find them, some can't. But they were in the drought mode.
Yeah.
And people was going around the little windmills and water water tanks and old barn deals, and they weren't there. They were out there surviving for the drought. So anyway, I'm excited about this year. My dog, she's turned 9, but she still acts like she's 2 years old, so I'm excited about taking her hunting again this year. Sounds like I'm taking Jancy hunting.
I would like to tag along.
Yeah, no, you're going to tag along. You're going to do some shooting too, and maybe we'll just go visit him.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, and maybe Outdoor Channel will follow her up there.
Hey, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, she's pretty popular on that deal.
Kids hunt for free out there too. So if you bring someone out, buy a hunt with us, bring a kid with you, they hunt for free. So.
Oh, that's good. Any age limit on the kid?
I mean, under 18, you know.
Okay.
A kid.
She just turned 16.
Okay.
So I'll bring her with me. No, she's 18. But anyway.
That's all right. We'll still let her come out. Yeah.
So. Well, let's take a quick break and pay some bills. And when I come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And we'll talk a little more about this and talk about the deal you got coming up with the, was it the Roger Mills or is it Cheyenne Fire Department?
It's the Cheyenne and the Raiden Fire Department.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. HiPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local HiPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 19th. 1,162 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 342 brought 214, 12 at 504 brought 189, 5 at 519 brought 180, 10 at 717 brought 164, 37 at 723 brought 180.50, 16 at 829 brought 173, 8 at 948 brought 156, 8 head of heifers at 386 brought 158, 17 at 462 brought 155, 5 at 515 brought 151, 9 at 556 brought 161, 12 at 592 brought 155, 9 at 747
57 brought 157. 13 at 839 brought 154. Butcher cows were 20 to 86. Butcher bulls brought 94 to 107.50. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Southwest Overhead Door has provided sales, service, and installation of garage doors to Western Oklahoma and the East Texas Panhandle since 1980. If you're in the market for a new overhead door for your home or business, let Southwest Overhead Door show you their selection of quality CHI overhead doors by visiting their new location at 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City, or visit them online at swdoorelkcity.com. A CHI overhead door professionally installed by Southwest Overhead Door provides beauty and value to your home or business.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 16th. 2,080 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 311 brought 210. 5 at 498 brought 174. 10 at 568 brought 177. 11 at 603 brought 177. 4 at 705 brought 160. 10 at 725 brought 170. 11 at 779 brought 158.50. 6 head of heifers at 351 brought 183. 4 at 421 brought 162. 15 at 456 brought 165. 550. 3 at 495 brought 159. 14 at 507 brought 155. 9 at 629 brought 143. 2 at 675 brought 141. Butcher cows were 36 to 87. Butcher bulls brought 62 to 114. Bred cows were 725 to 1400. Pairs brought 1200 to 1550. That's Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently 72 degrees, north winds 14 with gusts up to 21. There's no wind chill out there, but the humidity is 55%. So if you had some hay to bale, get after it and still be baling. Throw a little dust, you'll be fine. Today's high, 78, mostly sunny. Tonight, 56 degrees. Tomorrow, back up to 93 degrees. Saturday, 93 degrees. And then Saturday night, another front comes through. High Sunday will be 87. High Monday will be 85. And I checked the Long Ranger forecast, and I'm not still seeing any moisture in our forecast. So for southwestern Oklahoma or Eastern Texas Panhandle. Well, you guys can listen to us on, of course, KECO, 96.5 KECO, and you can also listen to us on KWFX 100.1 out of Woodward, Oklahoma. You can listen and watch us on Facebook. You can actually listen to us on KECO FM and watch us on that. If you go to our website, we'll do that live, or you can go back and watch us anytime you want. In case you missed the first part, not knowing Jancy was here today, you know, we got our most popular girl in Beckham County in here with us. And the new Penny News is hot off the press out today. Guess what's on the front page?
The Quail Forever Banquet.
Yeah, Quail Forever Banquet. Jancy, I was going to invite her, comp her ticket today. She's got a bonfire to go to. It's a homecoming for Merritt, so she's not going to go. But anyway, a week from tonight, I think it's our eighth annual North Fork Quail Forever Banquet. And we had lots of sponsors sign up yesterday. It's filling up fast. So anyway, if you see that in the Penny News or go to our Facebook page, North Fork Quail Forever, you can buy tickets online. Got any questions, call me or Rusty Wilson. And you're coming, aren't you, Tim?
I'll be there.
You're going to come. Anyway, I'm excited that you're in Western Oklahoma, because a lot of people have to drive to Kansas or other places to go on these bird hunts. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. So you've got all kinds of packages. Like if businesses want to bring their employees out there for Thanksgiving package or just go have a stress relief package.
anything they want to do. Yeah, and, you know, we've got our base package hunts, half-day and full-day base package hunts. But, you know, call us. If you've got an idea, you know, let's figure it out. I had someone hit me up the other day about they've got a few friends that are going to be dads for the first time, so they want to have a male, you know, a guy's baby shower. And so they're going to come out and, you know, bring some diapers and stuff and shoot some birds and just celebrate being dads, you know.
Be sure and put that on Facebook for me.
We will. We will definitely do that. But, yeah, so anything you can think of, we'll try to pull it off for you.
Wedding packages, church events, anything. Businesses,
exactly.
If they want to have a employee party, mm-hmm. I think it'd be a great place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And because looking at all your packages, it looks like, you know, there's food involved.
There's food involved, for sure.
It's good because, and then you've got your own bird dogs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you let anybody with their own bird dogs come?
You can bring your dogs or you can hunt over ours. You know, we've got some, I actually just picked up some more dogs last week to get ready for the season. And so we've got dogs that you can come hunt over. Some of our dogs are, if you like big running dogs, we've got field trial dogs that have been anywhere from Tennessee to Idaho, you know, hunting off horses. Or if you like a closer working dog, we have some of those too. So just kind of let us know what you like as far as your style goes. You know, we try to set our hunts up more like a wild hunt. You know, you talk about, you know, going to Kansas or South Dakota or something like that. On our base package hunts, your limit is 6 pheasants, and so you can shoot, you know, 3 times more than the state limit in Oklahoma.
And you don't have to wait till 10 o'clock to start hunting.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the so that's pretty nice. But yeah, it's a good time. We've got a thing we're going to do this year called a Red Hills Chucker Hunt, and you've seen those red hills out there. You know, it's not for the faint of heart. You know, you want to be in a little bit of shape coming out, but we'll set it up like a wild chucker hunt. You know, just like if you were going to Western Colorado or Eastern Utah or something
Montana.
Like that.
Yep.
Yeah, and so that's going to be a fun hunt. I'm excited about that.
Oh, cool.
And you know, our bird hunts, we can set them up as controlled. You know, as far as pheasant hunts go, we can set them up as far as controlled as you want or as wild as you want. You know, on our normal packages, you're never going to find a bird with their head tucked under their wing or anything like that. It's, you know, it's going to be pre-release.
Well, how does people find out about getting a hold of you? Well, you got websites, Facebook page, the whole nine yards. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yes, we do. CrotonCreekGuestRanch.com is our website. And on Facebook, you can find us at Croton Creek Guest Ranch and Wing Shooting Lodge. And we're trying to stay pretty busy on Facebook, and so like us on there, and you can keep up with what's going on. We just had a wedding package special in August, and so if you follow us on Facebook, you know, we'll be posting specials. I've got an idea for a hunting package special coming up here pretty soon, and so we'll do monthly specials like that, and so if you've got us on Facebook, you'll be able to keep up with those.
Well, you got the freshman class from Raiden or doing something?
That's right, yeah. Actually, we've got a couple of schools that we're working with in the area. First off, the freshman class from Raiden is selling chances, raffle tickets, whatever, for our quail kickoff European pheasant hunt, which will be the day before quail season. It'll be November 11th.
Okay.
So they're selling raffle tickets for that. You can win a spot on that hunt if you reach out to me and I can get in touch with one of them, or you know, however you want to do it. But that drawing, I believe, is like in a day or two, and so you need to really jump on that. Contact the freshman class sponsor or any of the freshmen that you know that attend Raiden, and they can hook you up with tickets. Also, the Cheyenne FFA has started a shooting team, and they've been coming out once a week and practicing trap shooting. And
oh,
so
great.
That's been really cool. They're getting really good. I'm impressed. I think they're going to do really well. And so we're going to be, you know, we got a lot of projects going on out there. And one of the things that we're going to try to get done for them is to get a, you know, an ATA, you know, set up for them to shoot trap on, you know, a bunker and everything. And so, but yeah, they're doing really well, and we've enjoyed having them out, and we're excited for the fundraiser, you know, with the Raiden freshman class. And then
real quick, like, tell everybody what you're doing with the Cheyenne and Raiden Fire Department. We got about a minute left.
Okay, so October 8th, I need everybody to come out, support the Raiden and Cheyenne Fire Departments. We're going to have a European pheasant hunt. We kind of described what that was earlier. And proceeds from that are going to go to the Raiden and Cheyenne Fire Departments. We're going to raise money for them. We're going to have a dinner afterwards, do some fundraising, and hopefully raise a lot of money for them.
Well, sounds like you've got involved with the community, which is a good start. And we appreciate it. And then I guess what, like I said, if you want to get a hold of them, go to their Facebook page, Croton Creek Guest Ranch and Wing Shooting Lodge. Same thing on their website, and get a hold of them. Thanks for coming in, Tim.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye, Jancy.
Bye. Thanks for having me back in.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.